In the gradual, right after Father Larrabee chanted the epistle, the Schola sang, "He shall rule from sea to sea," the words of the 71st Psalm. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. From sea to sea. That makes us think, doesn't it, children? I want to talk to you today because there you are, our future saints, all ready to go, and this is especially your day. That makes us think of the hymn that we sing on patriotic days. Do you know it? From sea to shining sea. I want to tell you about how once Our Lady appeared here in America to heal a girl who was paralyzed for most of her life. She was only 10 years old, and to give her a very important job. She was to start walking again. God took care of that part. But then little Maria was her name. She was to tell all of the adults that the kingdom and the church there would be destroyed. It would be destroyed in punishment for sins. Now, this lady had come over with the colonists from the old world. Her name is Our Lady of the Tabernacle. She is the patroness of the Spanish city of Toledo. We say Toledo, and Toledo's a city in Ohio, as it happens. It's only a very small statue, about 1 foot 12 inches high, and someone had carved a copy of it for them to take to the New World, and they took it with them, the colonists did, when they went to settle in what is the oldest continuous colony in what is now the United States. Do you know what that is? Maybe some of the older children? It's not Massachusetts, and it's not Virginia. It's New Mexico. That's the oldest one. And what's the capital of the state of New Mexico? How's your geography? You're right. It's Santa Fe. Santa Fe is short for, you remember that part? Maybe the adults do. It's short for the royal city of the holy faith of St. Francis of Assisi. Right. Well, now that we have the little geography done, go back to the story. Maria Romero was her last name. Her daddy was the sheriff in Santa Fe, out west. Well, her mother and her father, because Maria was paralyzed, gave her the privilege of having this statue, which was very old already, in her bedroom to help her to pray. If you wanted to see that statue now, remind me to tell you later about the bump that's on its forehead. You'd have to go down Old Mexico Way to the oldest parish church in North or South America, and that's called the Church of St. Francis of the Grand Convento. And that's in Mexico City, which is the biggest city in the world. But let's go back to Santa Fe, and let's look in on Maria. She's in bed. Remember, she can't walk. Once a priest came to see her, a holy Franciscan, and he said to her, he begged her. He was crying about something. He was very upset. And he said, "Maria, please offer up all of your sufferings for the sins of the kingdom." She didn't understand what that meant. Sometimes children don't understand everything we adults say. She didn't understand it, but she remembered it. And sometimes as she would offer up, she wondered, what does that mean, the sins of the kingdom? One day, it hurt so much, she thought she would die. Her heart started beating, pounding, 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 and her fever went up. She was on fire, and all of her bones ached. But she remembered. She turned to the statue of Mary in her room. "I'm offering this up, Blessed Mother, for the sins of the kingdom." And as she said that, the statue suddenly grew larger. It was Our Lady. She walked across the room to her, and it was as though she were wreathed by rainbows. And Mary smiled at her, and she said, Niña Maria, little child, beloved, you're not going to die. Get up now. You're well. And go tell the people that the kingdom and the custody will soon be destroyed, for all of those years that the people showed so little respect for their priests and thus spoiled the conversion of the Indians. Then our Blessed Mother read Maria's mind, and she said, Oh, don't worry, child. The people will believe you once they see you're perfectly healed. She hadn't walked since she was 4 years old. But tell them, she said, beg them to make amends for their sins and faults if they wish to escape the punishment which is coming for sure. With that, Our Lady walked back. It was just a little statue again in the wall. And Maria got up, and she walked outside, and her mother was coming back from shopping, and she couldn't believe it to see her daughter walking again. But everyone believed Maria. The priest did, and so did the governor and the soldiers and the colonists. They're called conquistadores, the conquerors. Everyone believed, and the good Franciscan fathers sang a high mass of reparation and gave a sermon for the sins of the kingdom. What were they? Oh, well, some of the priests were proud, and some of the governors were very stubborn. And some of these quarrels went on for a very long time. And the worst of it was that some of the Spanish, to get back at the fathers, encouraged the Indians to keep their old pagan ways. The men and the boys used to go to a special kind of a dugout, which they called a kiva. And then everybody would get together for the corn dances. They still do that today, but mostly for tourists. And most of all, they have casinos so that the tourists could spend some money with them. And that's all really rather pagan, because they never really became Christians. And they were still worshiping devils. Well, when the word about the miracle got out to everyone in the colony, everyone tried to be good from then on. And those who had written letters to Spain complaining about the priests and accusing them went down to the post office, except the post office was actually just a mule, because they put all the letters in a saddleback on the mule, and the mule went all the way to Mexico. And they got their letters back, and they tore them up. And they were very sorry that they had written them. And everyone tried to get the Indians to forsake their idols, but it was too late. So they ended up being half Christian and half pagan, and that's why they are that way still today. Only now today everyone thinks that's fine, children. Just as long as you believe in something and you're a good person, no one worries about Christ the King or the doctrine that we learn when we study catechism. I think Father Chicada was talking about this just last Sunday. And as though to prove him right, the man they call the Pope over in the old country in Italy, only he's not really the Pope because he's not really a Catholic. And I'll give you an example, children. Well, he called all of the non-Catholics to come together along with the pagans and to go to the great church of St. Francis, not in Mexico, but in Italy, in Assisi. And then he told all the people, well, as long as you believe in something, that's the main thing, and that will bring about peace. And then just to show how open-minded he is, he asked a very nice voodoo practitioner, a medicine man or a pagan priest, to come and to sing a prayer to his god called Olokun, who's a demon, actually. Well, the voodoo man from Africa, he sang his prayer, and the devil came. He always does when you call upon him. And at the end, everyone very politely thanked the voodoo priest and told him he did a very nice job. Well, of all things, it was a half-African slave who fulfilled Our Lady's prophecy in New Mexico. He grew up worshiping just those same demons that are adored today in Africa. And he was the one who got all of the Indians in the kingdom of New Mexico to revolt in the year 1680. And what did they do? They desecrated the altars and the churches, and they killed all of the priests. I don't think the fathers minded, because that meant they would be martyrs and they would go straight to heaven. But the people minded. I don't think they were in any great rush to go to heaven. And so everybody fled just as fast as they could. And in her haste, Maria forgot the statue. She left it behind in her room. And sure enough, a chieftain from the Tano tribe, with his Indian war mace, what they call the macana, he hit it. He broke it. Hit Our Lady right on the forehead. And it was smashed into pieces. God was so angry at that he made the devil come from hell and hang that man as a punishment. And the Christians came finally. They got all the pieces together and they repaired Our Lady. And now she stands very beautifully over an altar. Only the funny thing is, the wound in the forehead would never repair. Some nice lady would come and she would put plaster over the forehead, and then she would paint Our Lady's face ever so carefully. But then what happened? The wound always opened up again. And if you ever see it, it's still that way today. A bit like our Lord's heart, which has a wound in it, because we broke his heart by our sins. Because Catholics must fight and be disrespectful to the clergy. And this is worst of all. They must be broad-minded. The poor people are left with their idols, who are devils, really. Children, what could you do? You could do quite a bit. You could remember, like Maria, to offer it up when it hurts. You could offer it up for the sins of the kingdom. Only ours isn't a kingdom. America has an empire like Spain of old throughout the world with lots of sins. And children, you could remember to give an example of being respectful to the priests. And of course, you must never go along with false worship, no matter who's doing it. If you'll do your part, children, as Maria did, little Maria Romero, the pagans and the half-Christians will see. They'll understand. And Mary's forehead and Jesus' broken heart will be healed at the last. Mary's son, our king, Jesus, will reign right here. He'll reign from sea the shining sea. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.